I'm Crystal Berger, Fox News Radio, and on this week's edition of Extraordinary, we're chatting with New York Times bestselling authors Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey on how they built the number one wine brand in America with no money, no knowledge, just a winning spirit.
I actually started with research in 1985, and that's when my client told me that he hadn't been paid for his grapes for 3 years. So I sent Michael off to collect the funds from the winery, and Michael found out the winery was already in the process of going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Oops, there was no money to collect.
So all we could get out of him was wine and bottling services, which was about 1 inch closer to the money, but not a foot closer. So we had to come up with a complete marketing program and a complete sales program to turn the wine and bottling services into a product and get it into the marketplace and have it sell, then get the money to pay off the client.
Bonnie explains how not knowing what to expect in business isn't always bad.
Ignorance is bliss. We had no idea what we were getting into. We thought maybe it would take a year or two. Well, it took about 20 times that amount of time. Mm-hmm. And we thought, how hard could it be? Well, it was very hard. And we wouldn't have started if we'd known those things. But we figured it out pretty quickly that we had to be innovative because we didn't have money to throw at the problems. Mm-hmm. And we had to be creative. We had to look to our strategic partners for help. We had to ask everybody that we knew that was going to be touching our product to help us.
Even though their business made no money for almost 20 years, Bonnie knew the importance of sticking it out.
Starting with no money and starting with no knowledge of your industry is very intimidating. And a lot of students out there that we're talking to, they feel a lot of fear of going into this unknown. And after talking with us and after understanding our story, because that's how we started, without any money and without knowledge of the industry and became extremely successful, they come back to us and the biggest compliment they say is, you know, it really seems doable. And yes, it is doable.
But Bonnie also warns that having a good idea is not enough.
A lot of people that are starting their own businesses, they think if they've got a great idea, it's going to be successful. They think that if it's a product that's needed and their friends need it, their community needs it, it'll be successful. What it really takes is hardship, hustle, and heart, and a lot of it.
In order to discover their niche, they simply asked around.
We went to the stores and we said, where do you have a space in your shelf where you have all your wines? You know, what is the size that's missing? What are the flavors that are missing? Where can you use something new?
They also learned not to pay people without seeing results.
You can't afford to have people working for you who are not productive. So you have to figure out a way to compensate people based upon their progress.
Michael says mistakes will happen in business, but there's a right way to make them.
Well, my one tip is you're going to make mistakes, so make mistakes right. Here's what I mean by right. W-R-I-T-E, not just R-I-G-H-T. In other words, write the mistake down. And when you write the mistake down, think about what are the documents that need to be changed in your business so this mistake won't reoccur, whether it's a sign on the wall, a label on a bottle, or maybe it's a clause in a contract, maybe it's a checklist, maybe it's a job description, you know, a sign-off sheet. But once you do that, your business is better forever. Our business was built on the backs of mistakes. If we didn't make all those mistakes, we wouldn't have been as successful as we were. Mm-hmm. But we made them right.
Bonnie and Michael have two straightforward tips for starting a business.
I would say anyone who's starting a business needs to start small and understand, make all those mistakes in a small area so you can go around and apologize and make up for it and not have to fly all the way across the country to do so.
Ask a lot of questions and don't be afraid to ask questions of people, you know, with a little dirt under their fingernails, you know, like the forklift operator, the truck driver, the warehouse guy, because they've got an insight that you're not going to get from the C-suite about how to do business.
Now Bonnie and Michael are helping others build successful businesses with their latest book, The Barefoot Spirit.
But we had Rick Cushman, who's an award-winning writer, take the interesting stories that we told him about building the Barefoot brand, and he put it into The Barefoot Spirit, which is why I think that it was a New York Times bestseller, because it's a business adventure story, and it's a really a fun read.
We put a book together that has 23 things that they can pick and choose to apply in their own business to give people the freedom to be more creative and to be more innovative. And that's what corporations want today. They want to know how they can become more entrepreneurial.
According to Michael, the only way to have success in business is to reevaluate how you use your passion.
A lot of people are told, follow your passion, follow your passion. We say, follow your opportunity passionately.
I'm Crystal Berger, and this has been Extraordinary on Fox News Radio.